This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9 with Luke and SJ. I've got a very special guest in studio at the moment. Her show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Sinkful of Forks, has been getting fabulous reviews, I have to say. It's a wonderful Jacqueline Mifsud.
Hi.
Am I saying your name right?
Like
I should know, shouldn't I?
Yeah, no, that's the perfect pronunciation.
Good. Welcome.
Now, yes.
You two went to school together.
We did. We went to university.
Yes.
When everyone starts to know each other and
grow up,
explore the world, muck around heaps.
Was Luke like really pimply and nervous?
Oh my God.
Kind of like, shh, I'm asking her questions.
It's
Luke.
A uni, not high school.
Yeah, I still imagine. I think Luke was a late bloomer.
No,
was
he's always been very tall.
Yes, thank you. Right. Well, I wasn't a late bloomer. I was okay.
No, we used to muck around heaps. I think it was TV class, wasn't it?
Yeah. We had TV class together and we did this thing called the Dodgy Awards.
Yes. I'm trying to get footage of it. It was amazing.
And me and Jack were like the hosts of the Dodgy Awards. So they'd cut back to us and we'd be like doing things under the podium and stuff. It was just ridiculous.
It was comedy gold.
Yay.
Maybe we rewatch it. It's either going to be two things. It's going to be better
awful
than we thought or just the worst thing.
Yeah.
But I remember.
My money's on the worst thing.
We had was wonderful teacher. She's still there, Liz. And she raved about it. She was a hard nut to crack.
So yeah.
She was like, fan. You got it, girl. I'm like, oh, thanks.
And it gave you a good base to then go on and stand up in front of thousands of people and force yourself to be funny.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
thousands.
Terrifying.
My room is 3,000 people. It's not. Everyone, I'm behind,
people.
I'm backstage. I'm at the back of the room hiding behind a thing because that's the level that I'm at. And I hear everyone whisper as they walk into the room, oh, it's very intimate. And I'm like, how much money do you think I have?
Start small, think big.
But I've always done theatre and things, but the real catalyst for that, I ran away to Paris when I was 23.
Cool.
And I became a tour guide. So that was my 10,000 hours of stand-up sort of thing.
Were you doing tours in English or French?
In English, yeah.
Oh, cool.
For all the backpackers. Because you can only, if you live in France, you can only really be a nanny, work at a bar, or a tour guide. And I thought...
Tour guide for sure.
Tour guide.
That's awesome.
Three. Yeah, it was amazing. And then I also... I've always sort of, and this is what my show is about, it's this whole journey that I've gone on, and I'm, sounds so wanky, it's fine.
Go for it.
It's fine.
We love wank.
is it too early to, don't worry about it.
never.
It's too early to
never.
Wank. Just, like, even, it's true, at uni, she was just like, oh, you've got it, you're talented. And I've been told that a lot, like music and stuff, and musicals and theatre, like, you've got something here. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And then I started co-hosting a show on Channel 31 called The Leak. It started in last May and I've done two seasons so far. And from that, also flooded with compliments going, you've got something here. And I was at a reception job, which I was getting more and more miserable. Like, it's holding me back. And then I'm like, maybe I do have something. So I quit my job 5 months ago.
Wow.
And I'm just jumping into it, seeing if I do have something.
Good on you.
It's an experiment.
Well, and it could go to one of two ways. I mean, you could actually have something and be amazing and hilariously funny and go on to be winning awards, in which case you will constantly hear from Luke, who will just suck up to you your entire
That's
life.
That's exactly
now.
Right, yes.
Or you could be like one of those people on American Idol who, you know, their family tells them that they're really talented, then they actually get up and perform and they're awful.
Oh my,
I don't
my
think
parents.
You're that person.
No, but the thing is, the worst thing I can do is fail, and that doesn't scare me at all.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
Like, I'm actually not afraid of failure. And again, this is the theme in the show. I'm afraid of not trying. I'm afraid of just, you know, being a bit older and going, oh, I really was talented and I was in such a good position to try it and I didn't. I'm like, well,
she's like a little Hallmark card, isn't she?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, because I could
either. I'm going to go try something now.
Yeah. Well, I flipped it into a positive.
Yeah.
Because I could have gone, oh, I'm 31 and single and live by myself. That's a bit sad. I'm like, no, that's empowering. I can do whatever I want.
You could be a stand-up comedian or you could adopt a cat.
Yes. I know, I can't look after a cat because I feel bad. I only have a tiny little place.
So stand-up comedy was the only option.
Yeah, exactly. It's right. Yeah, and with all the, you know, the stories of your life, everyone... always asking with comedians, is it true? Is it true? Is that true? I'm like, yes, I can't make this shit up. Sorry. Wanking and shitting everywhere today.
Go see her show.
Yay.
Jack, you going to stick around with us for a bit longer this morning?
I have nowhere else to be.
Hooray! Here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy, 94.9.
It's Luke and SJ, and we currently have Jacqueline Mifsud in studio. Her show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is A Sink Full of Forks.
Interesting name.
Yes, it's actually, it's revealed in the show. It's actually only Sink Full of Forks. And when my friend who designed the poster, which is amazing, it's had heaps of feedback, we'll show it to you now. Oh, it's in a visual medium.
we can put it on our Facebook page. Like,
it's fine. Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about, and when I drop it in the show, because it's part of a joke that I used to say, because it's like, what do you name your show? I was literally going to say, Jacqueline's not okay. But like, that's... It's one of those things where what's it about? It's about heaps of different elements and half of it I'm having a bad time, a lot of anxiety. But you don't want to put that on the poster and be I'm not okay.
So, people be like, great, yeah, we're not coming.
Single Forks, it was a metaphor, but actually it happened a lot. Like, I wasn't looking after myself. I was working over 40 hours at my reception job. I was doing the Channel 31 show afterwards as well, and I just had no time. I wasn't sleeping at all. I was only ordering menu lock every single night because I used to have money. And, and I literally looked at my sink, and it was just full of forks. And I was, like, representing, like, that I wasn't okay because I didn't use any other dishes. And I could have just used one, but yeah, more dramatic than that. So and it was really sad. I'm like, what am I doing? But now I have heaps of dishes.
And loads of forks still.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, awesome.
It works well.
So what's the show about then? Tell us about Sink Full of Forks.
So it is. So it is about my journey of having this surreal life, being a tour guide in Paris for 4 years and just loving it. In my early 20s, English-speaking tour guide, doing 3 hours walking tours, but only for tips. So I only work for tips.
Far out.
Yes. Yeah,
great exercise though.
Oh, definitely. And I had to pay $250 per head. I'm definitely not drinking water.
On air. We're not having any liquids in the studio,
no,
by the way.
I've got a lozenge. I'm usually up at maybe 1 in the afternoon. So I'm like, maybe my voice just hasn't caught up. Also, I live by myself. So I'm just like, I haven't spoken all day.
Which is better than talking to yourself. That
no,
happens later in life.
I accidentally do all the time. But I'm just like, I'm great. I'm interesting. but this tour guide life was awesome. Really made me really tough. Like maybe love performing. Great crowd work. 10,000 hours of crowd work. But I wanted stability in my life. Like I moved so many times in 4 years, crashing on friends' floors, living like a bit of a rock star, just party, party, party. I'm like, nah, I want to make something of myself. Then I became a receptionist in Melbourne, which was great for a time. And then I was just looking after other people and I just was a bit wasted. It was a great job, well paid. I could have been in that job for the rest of my life and never ventured out and explored other options.
Yeah.
So instead you ventured into stand-up comedy.
Yeah, and I've always done that on the side.
Which is really stable and doesn't require any travel.
No, but that's the thing. I thought I wanted this stability. I'm like, no, I'm great. I love this. My dreams, what I've been doing for Comedy Festival now, is getting up at around 11, hanging out in cafes, and then performing at night. It's the only thing that makes sense to me, like being on stage. Everyone's like, aren't you terrified? I'm like, no, that's my happy place.
Are you dabbling into the world of alcoholism?
No, not at all. Everyone thinks like, oh, do you have a few drinks before you go on? I'm like, no, I need a sharp head. At my level, when you do some rooms here and there, when you do gigs during the week, you get paid in drink cards. And I'm like... my landlord doesn't appreciate these. I'm like, look, they're good. Just go to all these bars at all these times.
There's my rent.
It's annoying. I see what they're trying to do, but it's like, can't you just pay us?
Oh. Yeah.
Like, it can be difficult. So I know I don't really drink that much, especially now because it's a silly expense.
A responsible stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Yeah.
They exist.
So your show is on from... When are you on from? Tuesday?
So I've 5 shows in.
Yeah, cool.
So I'm doing a show tonight at 6:15 at Tasma Terrace.
You need to tell the Comedy Festival because your Monday show is not up on their calendar.
Yes, it is.
Monday,
the 3rd.
Today?
Yeah.
I lied.
You're a week late.
Carry on.
Yeah, it's fine. Stand down.
Standing down.
What's going on? Some social media person.
So your show's on all week this week, so every night.
All week at 6:15 at Tasma Terrace, but it's up the top of town next to the beautiful women's petition sculpture that looks like swirly white chocolate. It's a great venue. It's got four rooms, and they've got like 14 or 16 shows a night.
Wow.
And it's so much fun. And it's a great time slot, because if you want to take a punt on me, that's cool. And then you can go and see anyone else.
Yeah, grab
that's
some awesome. Dinner afterwards or something. Make a night of it.
Yeah, it's a good little show. So I think I'm trying to get the after work sort of crowd as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyone who appreciates it.
So you can get tickets on comedyfestival.com.au. And I have to say, Thursday is selling out very quickly.
Check
so
you out, madam.
If you want to come on Thursday, and I'll be going on Thursday as well. Yeah. So if you want to come Thursday, that's going to be a really fun night. But all the nights are fun. So again, running up until Saturday the 8th is your last show.
Yes,
so 6:15 every night. Jack, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Break a leg for the rest of the run.
Break all my legs.
I would like to see you on television winning awards. Oh, and Luke in the front row being like, that's my friend! That's my friend!
I just want to be happy.
Sad. You're like obsessed with this idea of me hanging off other people.
Yeah, I think you're that guy.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You're on Joy.
So harsh. Thank you very much, Jack.
Cheers.
Going to play some Isaiah now. It's got to be you. Does it though? Here on the Breaky Bears on Joy. Yeah.
This has been a podcast for the Breaky Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.